Now to a development in social media governance. Users of Facebook, TikTok and YouTube in the EU will soon be able to appeal content disputes to a new organisation called the Appeals Centre Europe. The social media appeals body has been launched in Ireland and it will hear disputes including the removal of users' content and the suspension of accounts. The Appeals Centre Europe will start to assess cases from social media users before the end of the year. And Thomas Hughes, Chief Executive of the Appeals Centre Europe, joins me now in studio to explain more about it and its policing role. Thomas, thanks very much for coming in. Firstly, can you explain what this will mean for social media users regarding the content online and also, I suppose, the type of appeals that you would be expecting now to see?
Well, this is an exciting new development. Obviously, it's created under the Digital Services Act, an EU-wide law that was also passed and enacted here in Ireland. And really, it empowers users to have greater control over the content that they both see online, but also their own content that they post as well.
And your startup funding is coming from a trust linked to Meta, which is Facebook's parent company. So people may want to know just how independent this new body will be.
So the funding to create the entity comes from an institution called the Oversight Board. The Oversight Board has a trust fund that was created originally in 2020 by Meta. It's an independent self-regulatory entity, but the Appeal Centre Europe, which is being set up using some of those funds, is an entirely separate entity from the Oversight Board. And moving forward, the Appeal Centre Europe will be funded purely from fees that are charged to platforms in connection to every case. But those fees are set together with the Irish media regulator, so the commissioner man, not together with the platforms.
The users so far of Facebook, TikTok and YouTube are covered under this, but why are you not dealing yet with complaints relating to X and Instagram, two huge platforms online?
Well, we've started with three of the largest. We will be expanding to take on board other platforms next year. It's really a question of capacity and resourcing and scale. But we are certified by the Commissioner Man to cover all online social media platforms. So that will be coming next year.
Now, there is a lot of content online, obviously, and some of it very harmful. Have you any idea, just I suppose from your research before this was set up, what type of, I suppose, appeals and complaints and cases would be coming to your attention?
Well, it's going to be a very broad cross-section. We expect everything from bullying and harassment through to hate speech, different types of content, videos, posts, comments. So we expect a very broad spectrum of different issues. Under the legislation, almost all content enforcement actions are actually appealable. So it really depends on what the user appetite is, what people want to actually dispute, what decisions they want to have independently and impartially reviewed.
Now, you say it complies with the Digital Services Act that came back into force back in February. Do you expect that there could be a possibility of penalties for platforms that don't follow the Appeals Centre's decision?
Well, the penalties really fall to the regulators rather than to the what are called out-of-court dispute settlement bodies, which is what the Appeal Centre is. I think you see already an appetite from the European Commission, especially to be holding platforms to account and using the Digital Services Act in a very robust manner. And I assume that the Commissioner Man here in Ireland will take a similar approach.
Now, there will be a fee charged with social media users who make a complaint, which will be refunded, we understand, if they win their appeal. How much will that fee be for people?
So that's a nominal fee and it's set at €5.
Okay, and they'll get refunded if they win.
That is correct, yeah.
Now, do you expect that the process would encourage users to challenge more content decisions by platforms? Do you feel it will give them that momentum?
Absolutely. I think that this is a game-changing moment. It's an opportunity for people to really take greater control over their own content and content that they see. And hopefully it will recalibrate an imbalance that has existed, well, really throughout the digital age for the last few decades, in which platforms have been very much in control of what is posted and what people see online.
Now, obviously, depending on how many cases and complaints that come to your attention, the requirements of the team that will be responsible for hearing these appeals, are they legal experts, digital rights advocates, or who are they exactly?
Well, it's a mix. So we will have a team with a mix of different experts. They'll be experts in human rights issues, experts on the policies of the platforms themselves, linguistic experts, local context experts. So it'll be a real mix of different individuals that you require to be able to issue the types of decisions that we'll be making.
Okay, well, Thomas Hughes, Chief Executive of the Appeal Centre Europe, thanks very much for speaking to us on this morning.